is certainly a fine ship, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, my goodness. What was that?
I don't know. Sounded like it came from my cabin.
Well, let's find out. Come on.
This door right here at the end of the passage.
There's smoke coming out from under the door.
Better sound the alarm.
Wait a minute.
Frank, the safe.
Good Lord, look at that. Someone's blown the safe. I've been robbed.
NBC presents The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. There it is, an echo of the past. An exciting past, a romantic past. The era of the horse and carriage, gaslit streets, and free-for-all football games. The era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was. And so, the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name Bert L. Standish. Today, The Mystery of the Millionaire's Yacht. Frank and Bart have taken jobs as lifeguards at Atlantic City during their Yale summer vacations. And as our story opens today, the boys, accompanied by Enza Burridge, have just joined a group of men gathered at a baseball diamond near the boardwalk, where an informal baseball game is about to begin.
I've never acted as a scorekeeper before, Frank. Hope I don't do anything wrong.
Don't worry, Enza. Just follow the instructions I gave you.
You better write down those batting orders. We're just about ready to start.
I know, Bart. Let's see. Atlantic City lifeguard versus... What's the name of this other team?
Just put down Nautilus. That's the name of their ship.
Nautilus? Isn't that beautiful yacht anchored off there, off the beach?
That's the one. We're playing the yacht's crew today.
Oh, I see Mr. Montgomery heading this way with his batting order. We'll be ready to start in a few minutes.
Is he the captain of the team?
Better than that, he's the owner of the yacht. I wish I had his money.
My goodness, you'd never know he was a millionaire dressed in those old clothes.
Oh, he's a good sport. He's even playing first base with his crew's team.
Well, Mr. Montgomery, ready to start?
Hello, Bart.
Frank?
Yes, our team's all set.
Oh, by the way, sir, this is our friend Miss Burridge. She's agreed to keep score for us.
Splendid. My crew plans to score a good many runs, Miss Burridge. You'll have a busy afternoon.
I'll try to keep up with them, Mr. Montgomery.
Oh, by the way, Frank.
Oh, yes, sir?
I'm afraid our star pitcher can't make the game.
Oh, what happened?
His name is Sandy Burton, and he also happens to be the steward on my yacht. We're shoving off to South America tomorrow, you know, and Sandy had to stay aboard and take care of the last-minute details.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, Frank, I was just thinking. As long as they're minus their star pitcher, maybe we ought to let someone else pitch for us.
No, no, I wouldn't think of it.
Well, I'm not sure I'm that good, but Bart is right. It's only fair. We'll let Bart pitch, and I'll play left field.
Well, really, boys, this is embarrassing. That isn't the reason I mentioned Sandy.
Well, don't feel too sorry for us, sir. Bart's regular position may be catcher, but you'll find he's no soft touch on the mound. And now let's have that batting order, and we'll play ball.
Sandy! Sandy! Is it all right to come aboard?
Hello, Dylan. Sure, come up the ladder.
You alone on board?
Yeah, all alone. We got a clear field.
Good.
Montgomery and the crew are just about starting that ball game back on shore.
Good. Then we can get to work.
Where'd you get that lifeguard?
I posed as a relief lifeguard and took it out of one of those lockers back at the bathhouse.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd attract a little less attention out here that way.
That's a good idea. But how did you get away with it?
It was easy. None of the relief lifeguards knew each other. They just assumed I was one of them.
Uh-huh.
That's a lifeguard patrol boat I rode out here.
You're a pretty cool customer, Dylan, posing as a lifeguard.
Oh, why not? That way nobody paid any attention to me rowing out here to the yacht. But let's get down to business. Now, is everything ready?
I haven't opened the old man's safe yet, but that'll only take a minute. Did you bring a time bomb?
Right here in this box.
Uh-huh.
Where's the safe?
For the magic heaven.
Uh-huh. How much is in it?
I don't know for sure, but you can bet it's plenty. Montgomery made a big withdrawal at the bank this morning for the trip.
And it's all in there?
Every penny of it. This is the slickest setup I've ever run across.
It sure looks that way. But come on. I'm anxious to get my hands on that cash.
So am I, but don't get excited. We've got all afternoon. Come along. The cabin's up this way.
You sure you can open it?
I told you I had the combination, didn't I?
Sure, but I...
Well... There we are. Get the money in there. Give me a chance to get it out. Uh-huh. This is what we're after. Ooh, look at that watch. There must be thousands of dollars in there. At least 25,000. It's better than I hoped. Dylan, we're rich.
Let me see.
Take it easy. You're not going to get it all until tomorrow. I want to count it for you.
Sure, sure. I just get excited when I see that kind of money.
Who doesn't? But we've got to keep our heads now. We can't afford any mistakes from here on in.
Yeah, I know.
You can get this time bomb set while I count this money.
Oh, sure, the bomb. So where do I put it? Inside the safe?
Yeah, that's right. Underneath.
Now, Sandy.
Yeah?
There's just one thing I don't get in this setup.
What's that?
How come you know this combination?
That's the beauty of the whole thing. I handle all the money affairs on this ship. Why, I'm Montgomery's right-hand man in this crew. The only one he really trusts.
That's a good one, all right. How about those packets of money? Have you counted them yet?
Yeah, just a second. I'm almost through.
Well, how much is it?
Wow. There are $500 notes, Dylan. 10 to a pack. And there are 10 packs of them.
Good night. That's, let's see, why, it's 50,000 bucks.
That's all ours. Here, get the money into the bag and go ashore. We don't want to risk anyone coming back early.
I meet you at the hospital tomorrow noon, right,
Shaq? And don't be late. Otherwise, I won't be able to get out. Now, get moving.
But are you sure the Nautilus will sail by then?
I'll take care of that part. You just handle your end, and we'll both be $25,000 richer by tomorrow afternoon.
Come on, Bart. Pitch yourself out of this hole and it means the game.
Frank, maybe I ought to walk Montgomery so we can set up for a double play.
Too risky, Bart. Our second base combination isn't good enough and that man on third would score the tying run.
I guess you're right. But Montgomery really hits that ball.
Don't worry. Just pitch to him. You can get out of this. At least we have one out.
All right, I'll try. Better get back out there to left field.
Come on, play ball.
Go ahead, Bart. I'll get back to my position.
Come on, Mr. Montgomery. A long fly will tie it up.
We'll see about that.
Montgomery. Yeah. Oh. He can't see the play.
I'll get this one in there. In the left field.
Play it safe, Frank. Hold it to a single.
Come on, Snorri. Get to it.
Let's go, Frank. He caught it. Come on, throw to third. Double him off. Perfect throw, Frank!
Double play! Nice throw, Frank! It's the ball game! Well, it's a beautiful game, Bart. My goodness, I didn't know you were such a good pitcher.
Well, I wouldn't have looked very good without that catch of Frank's just now.
Oh, nice going, Bart. You really pulled that one out of the fire.
Well, congratulations, boys. That was a fine game.
Thanks, Mr. Montgomery.
You ought to sue Frank, Mr. Montgomery. He robbed you of a home run with that catch.
He certainly did. And that was the most sensational play I've ever seen. But don't you worry, I'll get my revenge.
Revenge?
Yes, indeed. I'm going to force all three of you to be my dinner guests on the Nautilus tonight.
I suppose we can bear up on you.
Splendid. We'll go aboard as soon as you've changed your clothes.
Well, that won't take long. Now I know where they got that expression.
What expression, Bart?
Revenge is sweet.
Come on, Frank, let's get dressed.
You know, boys, I am actually sorry we're sailing tomorrow. That game was such fun, I'd like to challenge you to a return match.
Well, I'm sorry we can't play another one. We enjoyed it, too.
I don't really think you're sorry, Mr. Montgomery. Just think of taking a long southern cruise on a beautiful yacht like this.
Yeah, you're right, Andrew.
This is certainly a fine ship, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, my goodness. What was that?
I don't know. Sounds like it came from my cabin.
Well, let's find out. Come on.
This door right here at the end of the passage.
There's smoke coming out from under the door.
Better sound the alarm.
Wait a minute.
Right, the safe.
Good Lord, look at that. Someone's blown the safe. I've been robbed.
Well, whoever did it couldn't have time to get far. Come on, up on deck.
Yes, you're right. It just happened. This way. Here's the ladder.
Oh, where's your crew?
That mess, but someone's on watch up here. Wait, who's this?
A man lying on deck. He's hurt.
Good grief. Sandy Burton. Sandy, can you hear me, old man?
Over the side. He got over the side.
What's this?
A man. I heard the explosion. I was up in the bow. He came running out of the hatch. He was carrying a small bag.
The man who blew the safe. He was making his getaway.
What happened?
I tried to stop him. There was a struggle and I fell. I must have twisted something in my back. I can't stand up.
Where did this man leave the ship?
There, on the port side.
Oh, let's see.
Is anything broken, Sandy?
I don't know. Oh, don't worry about me, sir.
to catch that man.
Nonsense. You need attention.
Oh.
I'll get some of the crew to take you down to your quarters.
Oh.
If it's as bad as it looks, we'll take you ashore to a hospital.
Oh. Well, there's no sign of anyone. It's too dark to see very far.
He must have had a small boat waiting for him.
Undoubtedly, but he'd never get away with it. But right now, let's get poor Sandy down to his cabin.
What a terrible thing to happen. I wonder if there was much money in the safe.
Well, judging by Montgomery's reaction, I guess there was. We'll ask him when he comes back.
Look at that safe, Frank. The door's blown clean off.
Mm. It's a professional job, all right. There's not a single clue around here.
Well, that's done. I've arranged for a launch to pick up Sandy Burton.
Is he really badly hurt, Mr. Montgomery?
It's bad enough, my dear. Back injuries are tricky things. I want to get him to the hospital.
Well, what about sailing tomorrow?
I'll hold the ship until we find out something. If it's as serious as I think, we'll have to sail without Sandy. Now, let's have a look at this safe.
Oh, it's empty, sir. Bart and I have already examined it and searched the cabin.
I was afraid of that. That confounded thief got away with a small fortune.
Was there much in the safe?
$50,000 in cash.
$50,000?
When I thought?
Well, we'd better get to the police with this at once, sir.
They've already been notified. They'll be here shortly.
Well, how long has all this cash been aboard, Mr. Montgomery?
Only since this morning. I made a withdrawal from the bank for the trip.
How many people knew about it?
Well, that's no help, Frank. Everyone in the world could have known. There was no particular secret about it.
I see. Well, how about the members of your crew? I suppose all of them knew about the cash and where it was kept.
Naturally. But certainly you don't suspect one of them.
Well, we can't possibly suspect anybody yet, sir. But it might be interesting to know whether they're all accounted for or not.
I'm quite certain everyone is still aboard, but of course I can check that.
I would if I were you, sir. I'd also start a search of the ship.
Look here, you don't think the money could still be aboard, do you?
There's no telling. But at least it would be helpful to know for sure that it isn't. That's the first thing the police will want to know when they arrive.
You're right, of course. I'll check the crew at once and then organize a search. But what about you folks?
Well, I don't think anyone should leave the ship until the police give their permission. And that applies to us as much as anyone else.
I must say, this was hardly a boring evening.
There was plenty of excitement, all right.
Oh, we're lucky the police let us go ashore as soon as they did.
There wasn't much else they could do, Frank. After all, they searched the whole yacht and couldn't find any trace of the missing money.
And all of the crew were accounted for, too, weren't they?
Yes, everyone was aboard. Except Sandy Burton, of course. He was on his way to the hospital.
I wonder if he's very badly hurt.
Well, I heard them say they wouldn't know until tomorrow. I bet he'd be laid up for a week, though. Back injury can be pretty serious.
I know. Looks like he'll miss sailing with his ship. But the thing that interests me is this robbery.
Me, too. Looks like a hopeless case, though. I don't see how they'll ever find out anything about it.
Well, I don't know. We already know one thing.
What's that, Frank?
Well, it must have been an outside job. Everyone connected with the yacht is accounted for.
Sure. And the money isn't on the ship, either. But that only makes it tougher to solve.
Well, not necessarily. It raises one very interesting question in my mind.
Well, how do you mean? What question?
Why did the thief pick that time to commit the robbery?
As far as I can see, it was a good time. We were all at dinner, and he got away with it, didn't he?
Yes, but he could just as easily have committed the robbery this afternoon when the whole crew was at the game. Seems to me there would have been considerable less risk then.
You know, you're forgetting one thing, Frank. He escaped in the dark. If he'd pulled the robbery this afternoon, he would have stood a better chance of being seen.
I suppose so. There's still something wrong about the whole thing. If I could just put my finger on it.
Ease off on the oars, Frank. We're coming to the pier.
Right.
I'll be glad to get back on shore. I don't know about you two, but I'd just as soon forget the whole business and let the police handle it.
So would I, Andrew. But you know, Frank, before this is over, I'll bet we're in it up to our ears.
Morning, Al.
Oh, hello, Frank. Where's Bart?
Oh, he's already out on the beach. He's probably getting our patrol boat ready.
Good. You better get dressed and go out with him. You two are taking the offshore patrol this morning.
Yes, I know. I'll be ready in a minute.
Say, how was the dinner on Montgomery's yacht last night?
Oh, we had quite a time, to put it mildly.
Yeah, I heard about the robbery. Did he really lose all that money?
$50,000.
Wow. What a haul. Do they have any lead on who did it?
Oh, well, none at all, as far as I know. Yeah, that's funny.
Huh? What's wrong?
Did you see anything in my bathing suit? Not in my locker.
Well, are you sure you didn't leave it on the line last night?
No, I distinctly remember putting it away. Well, where do you suppose it got to?
Wait a minute. Sure, I remember now. It must have been that relief man.
Relief man?
Yeah, sure. You remember all the regular lifeguards were playing in that ball game yesterday, so we brought in a shift of relief men. One of them didn't have a suit, so I told him to borrow one from the locker.
Well, he must have taken mine then.
I guess he did. But he should have returned it when he came in last night.
Well, he didn't.
I'll have to find him. What was his name?
Gosh, I don't know. I'd never seen him before. Then there were several relief men I didn't know. Never mind, Frank. I'll get you another suit.
Say, Frank.
Oh, hello, Bart. I thought you were getting the boat ready.
Well, that's just it. Where is it?
Why? Tied up at station number one where we left it.
But it isn't there. I just came from there and it was gone.
Gone?
Well, I'll be. Wait until I get my hands on that boat.
What's wrong, Al? Don't tell me the same one borrowed our patrol boat,
too. Well, that's just what happened. I remember after he borrowed the suit, he volunteered to go out on patrol in one of the boats. I told him to take your boat and go ahead.
Who was this?
We don't know, Bart. One of the relief guards. Apparently, he went off in our patrol boat wearing my lifeguard suit and never returned either one of them.
I'd just like to get my hands on him.
What did he look like?
Gosh, I don't know. Just an ordinary fella. No. No, wait. Come to think of it. He was a little older than the rest of the bunch and a smooth talker, as I remember.
Well, that's not much help.
Well, it's the best I can do. Well,
that description would fit nearly any man on the beach. But what about our boat? We're responsible for it.
Well, he can't have taken it very far. How about it, Al? Can we have a little time off to walk up the beach and look for it?
Sure, sure, boys. Go ahead. I'm more anxious than you are to locate the
thing. Then come on, Bart. Let's find that boat.
Cash, we're way past the end of the boardwalk now. Still no sign of the boat.
I wish I knew what happened to it.
Hey, there it is. Come on.
You're right.
It's our boat, all right. Number 15.
And look here in the bow. My lifeguard suit.
Now, why do you suppose he left it here? This is the most deserted spot on the whole beach.
I'm beginning to think that's just the reason.
Well, I don't get it. If he wanted to steal the boat, he wouldn't leave it out here where it could be found again.
I don't think that was his reason at all. Hey, but wait a minute. There's a summer cottage over there on the dunes. I wonder if it's occupied.
Sure it is. I noticed a man out back chopping wood.
Good. Maybe he can tell us what we want to know. Let's find out.
Why, sure, boys. I noticed that boat. Been there ever since yesterday. Why?
Well, you should have reported it to the lifeguard station.
Oh, it's none of my business what you fellas do with your boat.
Yeah, I suppose not. You didn't see who brought it there, did you?
Nope. Didn't even know it was there till I went out to the front porch for a smoke. Never smoke in the house. The missus won't stand for it. Says it smells up the curtain.
Oh, yes, sir, but about that boat...
Darned women find more ways to make a man miserable than
what
any...
What time yesterday did you first notice it?
What time? Well, now, let me think. About 5 o'clock, expect.
You're sure it wasn't any later?
No, sir. Might have been a little earlier, but the missus called me inside at 5 and told me to chop some wood for the stove. I get sick and tired of chopping wood, and I can tell you that these
sir. You've told us what we wanted to know.
But he didn't even see the man, Frank.
Just the same, we got some very valuable information. We're going back aboard the Nautilus, if she hasn't sailed yet.
Well, well, it's good to see you young people again. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir.
Frank says he has some important information for you, Mr. Montgomery, but he wouldn't tell us what it was.
Well, only because I'm not sure of my ground yet. But I do have an idea about that robbery.
The robbery, eh? Well, I wish you'd tell me what it is. The police are completely in the dark.
That's one thing I wanted to find out, sir. Have they any theories to work on?
Nothing except it was an outside job. They've checked all trains out of Atlantic City since the robbery. According to them, the thief can't very well have left the vicinity yet.
Oh, I think they're right about that, but I'm not so sure about it being an outside job.
What do you mean?
Well, that steward of yours, Sandy Burton, was he as badly injured as he claimed to be?
Oh, yes. It was quite a serious injury, I understand. I heard from his doctor. He definitely can't sail with us.
I thought so.
Now, look here, Frank. Do I understand... Well, surely you're not hinting that Sandy was implicated in this. That'd be quite impossible.
How so?
Well, for one thing, Sandy is the most trusted member of my crew. And for another, he's the only person outside myself who knows the combination of the ship's safe.
He knew the combination?
Yes. Good Lord, man, I believe you actually do suspect poor Sandy. That's ridiculous, of course. If he had wanted the money, he wouldn't have had to blow the safe open. He could have worked the combination.
He's right, Frank. Besides, he had all afternoon to do it. Why would he wait until we were all on board?
Yes, it doesn't make sense.
Well, perhaps not, but I've got a crazy idea I'd like to try out. Will you help, Mr. Montgomery?
If it means catching the thief, you can bet your life I will. But you'd better forget about Sandy Burton.
We'll see. But now, you must have a flare gun on board, haven't you?
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, what do you need it for?
Well, a little experiment. If you can get it and bring it down to your cabin, I think I can show you how the robbery was committed. I'll need your help, Bart, and yours, too.
Sure, sure, Frank.
What do you want us to do?
I'll explain while Mr. Montgomery goes for the flare gun.
Very well, Frank. I'll get it at once. I only hope you know what you're about. All right, Frank, here's the flare gun. Now what?
Now we're going to try a little experiment, sir. Right now, Inza is in the dining saloon where we were sitting last night. And Bart is stationed up at the bow where Sandy was when the explosion happened.
My word, what's the idea of all that?
I want to prove something. You'll notice I've placed a couple of newspapers in the open safe. Now,
yes.
We'll let them represent the stolen money.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the thief, Mr. Montgomery, and I want you to watch what happens.
This is most unusual. What are your two young friends going to do?
They'll be listening for the sound of the explosion. Now, shooting off this flare gun will take care of that. When they hear it, they'll both head for this companionway, just as we did last night.
I can't imagine what you hope to prove, but it should be interesting. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Now, watch what happens. I'll aim the flare gun out this porthole like this and fire it.
That's supposed to be the safe blowing up, right?
Right. Now, as the thief, I rush to it like this, and I gather up the money as quickly as I can.
Certainly the thief couldn't have worked any faster.
Exactly. Now, I have the money, and I head for the companionway. Here, you better come along with me.
Very well.
Now, I dash up on deck, and
why, here comes Bart.
Yes, and Inza from the other direction.
Did I get here soon enough?
I had plenty of time, Frank.
There's your answer, Mr. Montgomery. Inza, representing all of us, and Bart, representing Sandy, both got here before I could get anywhere near the upper deck.
Why, George, this is amazing.
Now, Sandy Burton claims the thief not only reached the deck, but had time to knock him down, get over the side, and row away before we ever reached him.
How can that be possible?
That's just it, Inza. It isn't, which means Sandy was lying. There wasn't any robber on this ship last night.
Oh, but I'm sure you must be wrong. If Sandy had stolen the money, we'd have found it when we searched the ship. Besides, you're forgetting a couple of things.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, for one thing, Miss Burridge and Bart were both expecting the explosion this time. They reacted and came running much more quickly than we did last night. And remember, too, that we didn't rush right up on deck. We stopped here in the cabin to examine the safe.
He's right, Frank. The thief could have made it with any luck.
Well, possibly, I'll grant you, but certainly not probably.
And you're forgetting something else. Sandy was badly hurt. He even had to be taken ashore to the hospital.
Very conveniently hurt, if you ask me.
But his own private physician sent me word he was too seriously injured to sail with us tomorrow.
That's the perfect part of it, sir. The crook doesn't even have to make his getaway. All he has to do now is lie there in the hospital and let you make the getaway for him. Now, which hospital was he taken to?
Why, to Central Hospital. It's right near the boardwalk.
Then let's not waste any more time. We're going to visit a sick friend.
Come on, Dylan. Get that bandage off me. We got to get out of here.
Yes, but we've got to be careful, too. Now, remember, the hospital staff thinks I'm your doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got to keep them thinking that until I get you away.
I know, but listen. Someone's coming.
Can you tell us where we'll find Sandy Burton's room, please?
Holy cow, it's Mr. Montgomery.
Quick, back in bed. Oh, we've got to get that bandage back on.
Something's gone wrong, Dylan. Do you think they suspect?
Well, whatever's happened, we've got to bluff our way through. Now, don't worry. I'll handle it.
Okay. This is the right place, all right, sir.
Well, hello, Sandy. How's the back feeling?
Oh, hello, Mr. Montgomery.
Sandy, we've got some questions to ask you about what happened on the yacht.
Oh, really, gentlemen, you have no business here. As you can see, I'm busy bandaging the patient.
Go right ahead, Doctor. We can talk while you're working, if you don't mind.
But I do. I must insist that you and the other...
It's all right, Doctor. Let them stay if they want to.
Thank you, Sandy. These gentlemen just wanted to ask you a few questions.
About the robbery, Mr. Montgomery?
Yes, Sandy. We think you're not telling all you know.
What?
Easy, Mr. Burton, easy. You finished this bandage.
Yes.
That's it. Where'd I put those scissors?
Oh, here's your instrument bag, Doctor. Shall I get them out for you?
No. Put that bag down.
I only wanted to help.
Here, I can tear the bandage. There we are.
What do you mean I'm not telling all I know?
That robbery wasn't committed last night at all, Sandy. It was committed during the afternoon while the crew was at the ball game.
You must be crazy. You heard the explosion the same as I did.
Of course, but the safe was already empty. You had opened it that afternoon.
Mr. Montgomery, you don't believe that, do you?
Why, I've always trusted you implicitly, Sandy.
There, you see. Besides, if I had taken the money, how did I get it off the ship?
You had an accomplice. Yesterday afternoon, he disguised himself as a substitute lifeguard, stole one of our patrol boats, rowed out to the yacht, took the money you had stolen from the safe, and went ashore. We found the boat on the beach this morning.
Why, that's plain silly. Did anyone see this man row out to the yacht?
No, but
did
I still...
Did anyone see him leave the yacht?
Now, look...
Then how do you know that some fellow didn't steal the boat just to take his girl for a row?
Well, I've got a pretty strong suspicion...
Suspicion? It doesn't seem to me, young man, that you have very much to go on at all. If you're so sure of your facts, who is this mysterious accomplice? And where is he now?
Why, I don't know yet, Doctor.
Gentlemen, I've heard enough. If I must ask you to leave, these ridiculous charges are exciting my patient. Easy, Mr. Burton, easy. Yeah. Let me take that pulse.
All right, Doctor.
Now get out. All of you, get out. Or do I have to summon an order?
Doctor, if you'll just listen a moment. How do we know this man isn't just faking?
Oh.
How do we know his back's really hurt?
Hurt? Of course he's hurt. Just look at that pulse beat. Nearly 100. And furthermore, young man, if you're trying to insinuate that I don't know a real back injury when I see one, well, I resent this slur to my professional integrity.
Now, now, Doctor, I'm sure Frank didn't mean anything like that. Come along, Frank. You're mistaken this time.
Yes, Frank, we better go.
But I tell you...
Come along.
Oh, all right.
Sorry you bothered you, Sandy. Get well, boy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Looks like we were wrong, Frank. The doctor seems to think he really is hurt.
But Sandy's got to be involved in this. It's the only explanation.
Maybe, but the fact remains he's really hurt. You heard the doctor. Besides, if he's guilty, where's the money? Where would he conceal a bulky package like that?
I know, sir. I've been all over that in my mind.
If we just had one thing we could put our finger on.
What's that, Bart?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, yes, you did. Of course, I was blind. Come on, Bart, we're going back.
Oh, wait up. What's going on?
Just watch. Here we are. Just a minute, you two.
Are you back here again? Now, see here. I told you I wouldn't.
An orderly, doctor? I don't think you can afford to.
What are you talking about?
You were just taking Sandy's pulse, weren't you?
That's no affair of yours.
Since when does a doctor take a pulse with his thumb?
What's that?
You can't take an accurate pulse with your thumb. You'd be counting your own pulse beat. Try it sometime.
Now, see here,
And for that matter, what has a high pulse got to do with a back injury? Why, you're no more a doctor than I am.
You're right, Frank.
Now, if you don't mind, I'd like a look at that medical bag.
Still in the bag. Get it.
Come on, Sandy, get it.
No, you don't. Stop, Sandy, Bart. I'll get this one.
Stop that bag, you.
If you want this bag, come on. Here.
Oh, nice work, Bart.
You, doctor.
Oh, cold. Got this bag packed in the wallet.
Open it up and you'll see why. Here.
Holy smokes, the money.
$50,000 worth. Just about the most expensive knockout in history.
Here goes the Nautilus out to sea.
Yes, and without Sandy Burton.
My goodness, Mr. Montgomery was certainly grateful to you, Frank. I thought he'd never finish thanking you.
Well, he should have been. Look at the money Frank saved him. Oh, but that reminds me, Frank. You never finished telling how you figured it out.
Well, Bart, it was mostly because of that stolen bathing suit and patrol boat. You see, it was obvious someone wanted to pose as a lifeguard for some reason. So when we learned that the boat had been abandoned before the end of our ball game, it suddenly occurred to me what the perfect reason must be.
Sure. It was Burton's accomplice, and he used the lifeguard disguise to row out to the yacht, get the stolen money, and get away without being noticed.
It was really clever. I never would have thought of it myself.
Yeah. But back in the hospital, how did you know that the money was in that instrument bag?
Well, I'm not very proud of that, Bart. I should have known right away. Remember when Dylan, posing as the doctor, wanted to cut the bandage?
Oh, sure. I handed him the instrument bag, and he refused to open it.
Exactly. Instead, he tore the bandage, something a doctor never does. Now, that bothered me a little at the time, but I wasn't sure until I remembered that business with the pulse. Then I was certain.
But why did that accomplice risk posing at the hospital as a doctor?
To make sure no one exposed Sandy as faking his injury. It was a chance they had to take.
Well, I'm glad they were caught. Well, they certainly were a slick pair of crooks.
Yes, Bart, but like all crooks, no matter how slick they are, they ended up where they belong, in jail.
And so ends another exciting adventure with Frank Merriwell, beloved hero of American fiction, brought to you in a new series of stories by the National Broadcasting Company. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time when Frank Merriwell brings you another exciting adventure. Frank is played by Lawson Zerbe, Bart is Hal Studer, and Inza is Elaine Rust. Other members of the cast were Rock Rogers, Kevin McCarthy, Gene Leonard, and Nat Poland. Original music is by Paul Taubman. The Adventures of Frank Merriwell is written by Ruth and Gilbert Braun and William Welch, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Cuney. Be sure to meet the Meeks 1/2 hour from now, and stay tuned now for The Adventures of Archie Andrews, heard over most of these NBC stations. This is Mel Brand speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.